Cork's Red FM. 104 to 106.
Pleased with the hat-tricks, you know what I mean, I suppose. At the end of the day, it's we're in the next round of recovery that all the batters, that's why we set out at the start of the game to be in the next round. We started a bit slow, you know what I mean, giving them a goal, like, and we didn't really get going until we kind of scored ourselves, so obviously we're delighted to be in the next round, really.
Do you think there was a particular reason for the slow start?
I don't know, it's hard to kind of put your finger on it, really, you know. Maybe it was our third game in the space of a week. We had a tough game again in the league there on the Friday, we were away at Rotherhead on the Monday night, so maybe that was a factor, like, but it's not an excuse when you're at home. Like, it's, you've had a couple of days to recover from it, and we should have been better, and we expected to be better than that, you know.
Once the first goal arrived, then everything kind of seemed to click, and obviously the three arrived within 5 minutes. Was it kind of a case of game over once the fourth arrived then?
Yeah, I suppose, like, when we're at home and if you score four goals, like, you know what I mean, and you only have to concede one the first half, like, three goals advantage anyone, like, it's your game over no matter what kind of standards you're playing at, really, you know what I mean. So obviously that was it, you know what I mean.
And I suppose you seem to be really enjoying your football the past few weeks, obviously unbeaten now in a good few games and scoring plenty of goals. Enjoying it?
Yeah, that's it. They're thoroughly enjoying it, you know what I mean? As I say, we in the league, we probably got off to a bit of a ropey start. We seem to have found our feet now, like, you know what I mean? And we're playing very good football, I think, at times. We're a very attack-minded team, like, so here at home, like, we're obviously going to create a lot of chances, and hopefully I can be on the end of taking a few of them, you know?
Partnership with Tyke seems to be working well up front, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Since Tyke's come in, like, too, we seem to have kind of gel a little bit. We seem to be linking up well and scoring goals, you know what I mean. There are times we still have things to work on, like, you know what I mean, as all partnerships do, like, but we try and work on that as best we can, you know what I mean. But as I say, at the time being, we seem to be getting a few goals, so obviously that bodes well for the rest of the team.
How great would it be to get a result against Shamrock Rovers next week before the break?
That's it, yeah. As I say, now we're on a bit of a run, like, we want to keep that going, like, it builds confidence and it builds momentum, like, you know what I mean. So you want to finish on a high, like, this kind of, as you say, before the break, like, you know what I mean, this kind of run of games, like, it'll be great if we get some kind of result up there. Like, we're under no illusions how hard it's going to be, like, you know what I mean. So, like, we'll go out there, like, we'll be in confident mood, and hopefully we can take something from the game.
104 to 106.
Obviously delighted with the hat-trick take.
Yeah, it was good, yeah. It's good, important we got the result first of all, you know, so it's good to get in the score sheet again.
Difficult kind of start, obviously, in the first kind of half an hour. There wasn't much ball going up front, but once the first kind of arrived, it seemed to click, didn't it?
Yeah, I think once we got it down and passed it, you know, we opened them up a couple of times, but you know, I don't think the first half was good enough, really, you know, so it took a bit in the second half to break them down, and, you know, luckily enough, we got a few goals and got the result.
Was there a particular reason, do you think, why you started so slowly, or was it just the case? Was there any reason at all?
Well, I have one opinion, but, you know, it's up to the manager to look at that, you know. I wouldn't concern myself with that, but no, it just wasn't good enough, you know.
Obviously, I was speaking to Tommy there, he was saying that you were going to sit down with him this week and discuss. Personally, would you like to stay?
We'll just wait and see, you know. Nothing's, haven't spoke to him yet, so wait and see.
What date does loan end? Is it the end of June?
July 1st.
Yeah. Obviously going up to Shamrock Rovers now next week, facing your former club. Looking forward to that?
Yeah, looking forward to it, yeah. I think it's important we keep on the run that we've been on, you know, especially before the break, and go up there and try and get something, you know, and I think we can. Red FM.